Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something really useful in Ableton Live 12, an Amen Blueprint Fill Ghost. And just to be clear, this is not about throwing a bunch of extra drums at the end of a phrase and hoping it feels exciting. This is about designing a tight, reusable, arrangement-ready transition that feels like a shadow of the Amen break. Subtle, ghosted, rhythmic, and still nasty enough for drum and bass. If you make music in rollers, jungle, dark halftime, Euro crossover, or heavier dance floor styles, this technique is gold. It gives you movement without clutter. It keeps the energy up without needing huge crash fills or obvious look-at-me transitions. The whole point is that the fill should haunt the groove, not interrupt it. So let's get into the mindset first. Think of this as a phrase connector, not a mini breakdown. It's meant to steer the listener into the next bar or two with as little fuss as possible. In other words, the listener should feel the turn before they consciously hear the trick. Start by loading a clean Amen break into an audio track. If you already have a break in your sample library, that's fine too. The important thing is that the source has clear transience and enough character to survive slicing. Turn warp on if needed, and for punchy drum and bass work, beats mode is usually the first place to try. If the break is dense, experiment with 1/16 or 1/8 transient preservation. Don't force every hit to sit perfectly on the grid if that destroys the swing. In this style, a little push and pull is part of the identity. Here's a useful workflow move: duplicate the track. Keep one version as the reference loop, and use the other as your blueprint fill track. That way you always have the original vibe in view while you edit. Also, give yourself some headroom. Put a utility on the group or track and trim the gain so the drums aren't slamming the master too early. A good target is to keep the drum group peaking roughly around -6 to -8 dB before bus processing. That gives you space to shape the fill later without it getting harsh or choked. Now for the really powerful part, slice the Amen into a playable instrument. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In Live 12, this is a fantastic way to turn a break into a performance system. You're no longer stuck with a fixed audio loop. You now have individual slices you can trigger, repeat, mute, and rearrange with intention. For slicing, transient-based slicing is usually best if you want detail and flexibility. If you've already placed warp markers carefully, using those can also work well. Once sliced, you'll get a drum rack filled with Amen fragments. This is where the blueprint starts to become a real instrument. Take a minute to organize the rack. Rename pads if you need to. Color code them if that helps. You want to know instantly where your kick fragments are, where the snare slices live, and which pads are good for ghost tails or end-of-bar punctuation. This matters more than people think, because drum and bass editing happens fast. You do not want to be hunting through random pads when you're trying to catch a vibe. Now, before you build the fill, build the groove. That's a big one. Don't start by overloading the last beat with noise. Start by programming a simple, solid Amen phrasing pattern. Think anchor first, decoration second. Open a one-bar MIDI clip and place the main kick and snare hits first. Keep the core strong and readable. Then add a few hat fragments or texture slices to preserve bounce. Leave gaps. Bass is important. In drum and bass, especially in rollers, the empty space is part of the drive. A good mental model here is call and response. The first couple of bars establish the loop. Then you let the third bar get a little more alive with ghost articulation. And by the fourth bar, you bring in the actual fill trigger. That's the phrase logic. You are not just programming notes, you are shaping anticipation. Velocity is where the ghost effect really comes alive. Primary hits should stay solid and confident. Ghost notes should sit much lower. As a rough guide, you might heap ghost notes somewhere around 15 to 45 velocity, while your main accents sit around 80 to 110 depending on the sample and how hard you want the loop to hit. The contrast between those levels is what makes the phrase breathe. If everything is the same velocity, it starts to feel flat and mechanical. Also, pay attention to note length. If you're working with sliced audio map to MIDI, tiny overlaps can be useful. They can help tails smear together a little, which gives you that old-school jungle texture while still staying under control. That little blur can be very musical. Now let's create the ghost phrase itself. This is the part that lives in the final half bar, or even just the last beat before the next section. The goal is not density for its own sake. The goal is implication. I like to think in three layers of ghosting. First, ghost hits, very low velocity snares, kicks, or rim-like slices. Second, ghost tails, short fragments that carry the texture of the break. Third, ghost movement, maybe a filtered repetition of one slice, or a tiny rhythmic answer that repeats just once or twice. A strong move in Ableton is to duplicate a useful slice and turn it into a quiet transition layer. Lower the volume by around 8 to 14 dB, then add auto filter with a low pass somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. Automate the filter so it opens slightly into the next bar. That little motion gives you the feeling of energy rising without actually making the fill busier in a literal sense. For the actual fill, keep it selective. You might only need one quiet snare ghost right before the downbeat, one small kick fragment under it if the low end stays clean, and one tiny tail slice as a texture swipe. That can be it enough. Seriously, three well-placed ghosts can say more than 10 cluttered slices. And this is where a lot of people get it wrong. They think a fill needs to sound big to feel effective. In drum and bass, the ear often responds more to pattern interruption than to sheer loudness. A ghosted amen fill implies a bigger event than it actually contains. That's what gives you tension, movement, and that properly arranged feel. Next, shape the fill with stock Ableton devices. You do not need crazy third-party processing to make this work. A clean, intentional chain is usually enough. A solid starting chain is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and auto filter. If you want, add a glue compressor on the fill group, but keep it subtle. With EQ8, high pass the fill layer if the bass line is already active. Something around 100 to 150 Hz can work well if you want the fill to stay out of the sub. If the fill needs some weight, let some low mid body remain, but always check it against the bass. The bass is the boss in this relationship. Drum bus can add nice attitude. Keep drive modest, maybe around 5 to 15%. Add a touch of crunch if you want bite. Boom is only necessary if the fill actually needs weight and the low end has room for it. Otherwise, skip it. Saturator can give you grit and presence. Soft clip-on drive around 2 to 6 dB is often enough. The goal is not to destroy the transients, just give the fill a bit more edge. Auto filter is excellent for transition energy. Automate the cutoff, so the fill opens from something like 2 to 5 kHz up to 8 to 12 kHz during the final beat. That rise can create a very satisfying lift into the next section. If you use a glue compressor, keep it light. You only want a little bit of cohesion, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at most. If it starts flattening the groove, back off. A lot of DNB fill magic comes from leaving the transients alive. Now let's talk timing, because this is where the ghost fill stops sounding programmed and starts sounding human. Open the groove pool and test an amen-friendly swing or even extract groove from their original break. But be careful. Apply groove subtly. You usually want the ghost notes to benefit from it more than the whole loop. A good place to start is around 50 to 62% groove amount if you're using extracted swing. Then manually nudge a few ghost notes late if the fill feels too square. Keep the main snare anchor stable so the whole thing doesn't drag. A couple of milliseconds late on a ghost snare can be enough. A slightly early hat flutter can add urgency. And one final off-grid slice falling into the next downbeat can make the whole turn feel alive. This is one of the big differences between a good DNB edit and a generic loop. The groove should feel edited, but not sterilized. You want a performance with intention, not perfect quantization everywhere. Now automate the transition. This is where the fill becomes premium. The best fills don't just happen, they open the next section. You can automate auto filter cutoff in the final half bar. You can bring up a reverb send on the very last ghost hit only. You can add a small delay send to one slice for a smear. You can swell volume a little on the fill layer. You can even narrow the stereo width with utility before the impact and then reopen it right after the downbeat. That kind of width motion can feel huge in the right context. Here's a classic arrangement move. Bars 1 and 2 are the full groove. Bar 3 gets slightly less hat density. Then on bar 4 beat 4, the ghost fill appears. On the next bar beat 1, the drums or bass switch lands. That sequencing gives the listener a sentence with a clear ending. For jungle-inspired arrangements, you might do this every 8 bars. For modern rollers, every 16 bars is often plenty unless the track is especially static. The fill should mark structure, not constantly announce itself. Once you've got a version that feels right, resample it. This is a very smart move. Route the fill track output to a new audio track and record a pass in real time. Then consolidate the best take. Why do this? Because audio gives you extra control later. You can reverse a tail, warp it differently, slice it again, or create alternate versions without rebuilding the whole idea. I strongly recommend making at least 3 renders, a dry blueprint, a filtered blueprint, and a heavier tension version. Then you've got a small transition library ready to drop into your arrangement whenever you need it. That is massively faster than rebuilding fills every time you want a new section change. Now listen to it in an arrangement context. Imagine a 174 BPM roller, 16 bars of intro, 16 bars of bass groove, then an 8-bar variation, and finally a 4-bar fill blueprint into the next section. Place the ghost fill at the end of that variation. It works like a pressure valve. The drums hint that something bigger is coming. The bass can simplify for a beat if needed. And then the next section lands harder because the ear has already been primed. In jungle, the fill can act as a reintroduction of the break. In darker neural-leaning material, it can lead into a bass switch or a halftime fake out. The same technique works differently depending on the phrase around it.